Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, good friends. January 2014. It's over, the partying. The holidays are over. The new year's begun. That's New Year's resolutions. That's all the things you were going to do that you didn't do, but you're going to do them this year. And I know, if you listen to this show, that one of them way at the top of your list is health. And the first thing you're going to do, I think statistically, the number one most health-related New Year's resolution is lose weight. So today's show is about losing weight, but not the stuff you can get on any show. Not what you can get on the internet, not what you can read in a book, not what you can get from YouTube. What I'm going to have you do over the next hour is piece it together, concepts. So this show is not about the laws governing weight loss or the 20 best things you can do to lose weight. It's about concepts so you can make weight loss easy, specific to you, no matter what type of problem you've got. And of course, as is typical with the show, there's no shortcuts. There's just the joy of the journey. There's just your depth of understanding, and that's what this show is about. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, of course, you can't. But if you can, get to that website. Why? Because, as always, I've got the pictures. One picture tells a thousand stories. So I teach through pictures, and that's fantastic. And, of course, the shows are archived. We've got, like, what, 105, 130, 131? I can't keep count anymore. You've got the Encyclopedia Britannica of deeper concepts. So pat yourself on the back, because this isn't about the data. It's about the concepts. This isn't about selling herbs. It's about the concepts, concepts that you apply so you can navigate yourself. So it's January what? January 4th today, and you want to lose weight because now you're going to make the time because you made that resolution. First concept to understand about weight loss. This is going to blow your mind. You got to stretch. Weight loss is an issue if your body is in and under inflammatory stress. Now, I've brought this up on past shows. Oxidative profiles, the amount of free radical damage systemically. Trying to get a sense in your portfolio of what your inflammatory picture looks like. Boy, when was the last time someone tied that together? No, everybody's pushing the herb to make you burn fat faster. I guess I shouldn't knock it, but I barely see it work. I've tried it. I've tried it with everything. I've given it to clients and this and that, and it's not impressive to me. I don't care what the studies say. Scientists could tell you and prove that the sky is pink. There's no shortcut. The shortcut is in the understanding. So stretch your mind around this concept. If you're trying to lose weight, the rate at which you're going to jump into it is a function of your oxidative stress, meaning free radical damage, meaning get to the website and look at the picture. That is picture number 8 of a cell that's attacked by free radicals. Looks like a big cell. If you're driving on the road, a cell is a grape. A Thompson seedless, well, a Thompson green grape with seeds. A seeded Thompson grape. They don't exist anymore, I don't think, but just pretend the grape has seeds like the old grapes used to. And in that skin, of course, is the membrane of the cell. Under the membrane is that gooey part underneath, and in the center of that grape is the DNA. The chromosomes, the genes, and then the DNA. and, of course, the nucleotides making up the DNA. Free radical damage. Bear with me. I know many of you have heard me scream this before. Free radical damage is simply per unit time that cell is bombarded with lots of electron-hungry, electron-deficient, different types of compounds, moieties, we call them, little biochemical entities out there looking to steal electrons away from your cell. That's a free radical. And it'll get that electron from the membrane. It'll take that electron from organelles in the cytoplasm. It'll take that electron away from your nucleotide sequences in the DNA. It will eat your cell per unit time, maybe a million times a day, times a gazillion cells. Free radicals ravage your body, only to be neutralized by your body's inherent mechanisms, particularly glutathione, intracellular glutathione, number one, to the rescue, supplemented by CoQ10 and lipoic acid and all these other things that you can purchase in various companies and believe that they're going to help you, which they will, except that your body's really fundamentally neutralizing these attacks. Now, the balance of trade between those free radical attackers and your body's ability to neutralize them is your inflammatory profile. Problem. Big problem here. If the inflammatory profile, as is true of most of us, is too much on the side of inflammation, there's an immune system cell. It's called a macrophage. Macrophage is a white blood cell. A white blood cell in your intercellular space, so the white blood cell that floats around in between your organs, in between the cells of your organs. Those white blood cells are called macrophages. As I've said before in past shows, those macrophages are little warriors that come in and sweep out everything. Parasites, bacteria, dead viruses, dead cells, dead macrophages, you name it. The macrophage is the pit bull police department of the intercellular space. If you give them a job to do, if you give them lots of work because your inflammatory profile is a little too imbalanced on the wrong side of the fence, the macrophage will start releasing another compound called a cytokine. And there are many types of cytokines. Two problems if your cytokine production goes way up. Number one, the cytokine will travel all the way up to your brain, cross the blood-brain barrier, or perhaps it'll be produced in the brain. And once it's produced, it will interfere with what we call your leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, your leptin receptors. Now, leptin is an interesting compound. Look at picture number one. Go to picture number one. Leptin is a compound that's produced in your fat cells. So remember, even if you're skinny, you have fat cells. If you're fat, those cells, which were once not so bloated, are bloated out. But we've all got fat cells, whether we're very skinny or very overweight. What happens is that these fat cells, as they start to grow, as you gain weight, they produce leptin. And leptin goes up into the brain, crosses the blood-brain barrier, goes into the hypothalamus, of which some of you call the crown chakra, the central intelligence agency of the body. And as that leptin hits the hypothalamus, it gets blocked by the cytokine. You become leptin resistant. That's the problem, because the job of leptin is to turn off your appetite. The job of leptin is to give you a sense of satiety. It's nature's way of saying, hey, dude, you got more than enough fat, more than enough extra storage, more than enough of what you need to just go light on the food, more of what you need to maybe hibernate through the winter, get away in times of drought, whatever. And this leptin now isn't being utilized by the body, so you don't get a sense of fullness. your appetite just keeps going up and up and up instead of cutting itself off as you're gaining weight. So even though now you're gaining weight because you're leptin resistant, because you're producing so much cytokine, because you're so inflammatory for all the reasons I've discussed on a multitude of shows, you just keep eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. That is a driver, a big driver. Put that at the top of your list, leptin resistance. Right next to it is insulin resistance. Now, I'm going to do a show on diabetes fairly soon because it's just an awful mess that so many people are being told they're hopelessly and terminally type 2 diabetic. That is just absolute garbage nonsense. You've got oodles and oodles and oodles of books out there, medical doctors, scientists, nutritionists, this, that, telling you that type 2 diabetes is completely curable, and it certainly is. Not to think that is nonsense. You got to be in the Middle Ages, honestly, to believe that. We're going to do a show on insulin, hyperglycemia, and how to fix your diabetes. But now, just understand this. That when your cytokine production, for the same reasons, because you've gone so pro-inflammatory, when your cytokine production starts going up, it interferes with what we call insulin transduction. Now, that's a big, snappy word. If you go to picture number 18, take the time if you can. If you're out there on the road, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. When you get home, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, get on the archives, listen to the show again. These shows are designed for you to listen to it three times because it's worth it. Make that your New Year's resolution. Get an archive and really learn how to navigate yourself. Look at picture number 18. On the left-hand side, it shows a cell that's got an insulin receptor. And once the cell membrane binds the insulin, you're going to have tyrosine phosphorylation via the PI3 kinase enzyme, yada, yada, yada. And out the other side, you're going to see a GLUT4 receptor. And what it basically comes down to, this easy to understand picture, is once insulin binds to the membrane of the cell, another receptor for glucose, that which binds glucose, opens up and lets the glucose in. So basically, insulin knocks on the door of the membrane. Once the insulin gets in, then the glucose that's knocking on the door on the other side gets let in. Right? So we understand. You have sugar. That sugar goes up in the blood. That sugar has got to get out of the blood into your cell so it can produce ATP ultimately. And to do that, we have to bind insulin so the glucose gets let into the cell. Very, very simple. When you produce too much cytokine, again, that pro-inflammatory mess, what happens? What happens is the insulin transduction, that whole signaling pathway you're looking at. In fact, they named the picture there, insulin signaling pathway for glucose transport chain. That whole process, for reasons I'm not going to get into now, gets corrupted. The process doesn't work. And guess what? You can't let the glucose in because the insulin doesn't work. You become insulin resistant. So what are the two consequences then of a pro-inflammatory existence? You could be a jet fuel mechanic at LAX working double overtime because the money's so good, because you need it for your family. And now you're working 75 hours a week, 80 hours a week. You're doing the job of two people. You're a mom, but you've got a full-time job. You're doing the job of two people. Just the day-to-day stress can put your oxidative profile off the chart. And all of a sudden, you're gaining weight. And all of a sudden, you're stuffing your face. And all of a sudden, every free moment you get, you're ravenously hungry. And all of a sudden, that year where you work double overtime, thinking that you're producing more caloric expenditure, you're another 40 pounds heavier. Why? Because your oxidative profile, your free radical profile.